10-4 GMT. The deeply personal feelings of millions of bloggers on the internet are being studied by the creators of an art project called We Feel Fine. They call it an exploration of human emotion in six movements. There are lots of M's, madness, murmurs, montage, mobs, metrics and mounds. But why on earth do people who could easily write their personal thoughts in a private diary want to inflict them on the rest of us in public? I've been speaking to Mahan, who is an Iranian-American blogger in Pittsburgh, and first to Jonathan Harris, co-creator of the We Feel Fine website, to find out what on earth it's all about.
The project is based on this idea that there's a huge amount of human emotion hiding on the internet, which is typically considered to be a very cold, kind of rational space, quite literally a web of machines. You know, we've noticed in the past few years that a lot of traditionally offline activities have been moving online. So people used to keep diaries next to their bedside tables, and now they post those thoughts on blogs. So what happens is, as all of these actions move online, they leave behind footprints. And I am very interested in writing programs that can study those footprints in very large numbers and then try to both draw conclusions about the people that left them and also kind of reflect back on those people and show what they were thinking, what they were feeling, that kind of thing.
So you're talking about trying to grab up a section of the way people feel. How do you do that? How do you scan it?
The way that We Feel Fine works is that every several minutes it goes out and it scans the world's newly posted blog entries using a variety of sources. And when it searches these blog entries, it searches for the phrase I feel or I am feeling. And when it finds one of those key phrases, it tries to deduce a bunch of information about the person that wrote that phrase. And the system gathers around 20,000 feelings per day. So it's a substantial amount of data and growing all the time.
Okay, I've just been looking at Mahan's blog. I've only found a couple of feelings or the word feeling, but it's a very emotional blog.
Yeah, recently, actually, I guess there is more of a reflection of emotion over there. I used to take my notes on papers like when I started in high school, and then I guess it was around 2001 in my new life in the United States.
Because you're from Iran originally.
Yeah, I'm actually originally from Iran and did my high school over there and then came to U.S. for college. So I found blogs as a very good medium to both express my feelings, my thoughts, opinions, and at the same time sharing it with others.
Just tell us why you do that though, Mahan, because it seems odd, as we heard a moment ago from Jonathan, that for centuries, people have been keeping their thoughts on paper. Now we have this technical capacity to put it out there. People are doing it in huge numbers, but why? This is private stuff. Why do you want other people to know how you feel?
I guess the good thing about the blogs is that while you can, you know, share a lot of information, you also have the capacity of being anonymous. So in some way, I try to reach the world but with an anonymous voice.
And the anonymity gives you the freedom to be absolutely honest.
Yes, well, to a very large extent.
If I could just jump in here.
Jonathan, yes.
Yeah, Mahan's point about anonymity is just fascinating, I think. And it's, for me, it's really the central paradox of blogging and really the internet in general, which is that you can simultaneously be completely public in the sense that you have a blog that anybody in the world can log on to and read, and also simultaneously be entirely anonymous because of the sheer magnitude of data out there. You can almost hide in the crowd, and it's this very new concept that I think has only really come to fruition with the web, which is this idea of being anonymous even as you are completely public.
Presumably, for your purposes, Jonathan, you need to be confident about honesty.
Yes, I do. And I think, you know, that's one of the lovely things about observing people's blogs passively as opposed to directly asking them a question. You know, if I were a traditional anthropologist and I were to walk around a city stopping pedestrians and asking them how they feel, their responses, whether honest or not, would be necessarily colored by the fact that they know they're being interviewed. Mm-hmm. And that's in stark contrast to what Mahan and, you know, millions of others are doing on their blogs, which is that they're just living their lives. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I believe anyway, that the things found on blogs end up being largely honest and often very moving.
Jonathan Harris of the We Feel Fine website. He was in New York, also from Pittsburgh, Mahan.